All right, everybody, I'd like to invite you to take your seats or find a comfortable position to stand because it is a standing room only situation, as we expected for a Paul Andreola keynote. But I'd like to firstly start off by thanking each and every one of you for coming to the Planet Microcap Showcase Vancouver in association with Small Cap Discoveries. And yes, I practiced how to say that extremely fast for the last 3 months. So we do appreciate you all being here, and we're excited for two full days of networking, presentations, one-on-ones. You know, I was just telling Paul a second ago, you know, just seeing you all here, this is why we do this. This is why we live for this. And even speaking to a few of you today, you were saying how, you know, you know some of these people, you've been talking to them online for years, and just to be able to see them in person, I mean, this is why we do events like this. And of course, for due diligence and to find our next great 10 bagger, 100 bagger, you know, of course. So with that, enough of me. I'd like to get everything started here today and introduce one of, I think, the best investors out there in the microcap space and a good friend of mine for many years now. We so appreciate everything that the team at Small Cap Discoveries, Paul, Trevor, you guys just kill it. And so without further ado, Paul Andreola from Small Cap Discoveries.
Hey, thanks, Bobby. Yeah, I want to thank everyone as well. I've been to a lot of conferences, and we know how hard it is to put everything like this together. But it doesn't work if we don't have a crowd that is passionate and shows up and kind of does what you guys are doing today. So I want to really thank you for that. I think we've put together one of the better lineups in Canada as far as companies. I also can see from the faces I recognize here, we've got some of the best investors and fund managers, analysts, and other participants in the industry, certainly in Canada. And I think this is ultimately a great opportunity for everyone to sort of mix and find good ideas. And my favorite part of it is just networking with other, you know, great investors. Okay, so why should you be here today? Over 50 companies presenting, many for the first time. That's something that really we're proud about. Remember that all big companies started as small companies, so hence why we want to, you know, try to find those big companies as early as we can. Predominantly, you know, most of the companies that are here are all Canadian, and we can talk to this a little bit at some point, but there is a Canadian advantage. I think a lot of Canadian companies are significantly more mispriced than you see in the U.S., so take advantage of that. Then the competitive advantage of working in the microcap space, you know, size matters here, and the smaller the better, because it keeps some of the big guys away until it's too late. And then access to information. Coming out to these type of conferences gives you an edge, whereas in the old days, you know, there were gatekeepers, and the gatekeepers were traditionally the analysts and brokers, and now we can access information ourselves significantly faster. And then the other thing right now I'd say is that, you know, there's a shortage of good microcap stories in Canada, and I'd say probably around the world, and it seems that that list of companies is shrinking all the time. So, you know, that supply and demand imbalance, if there's not enough of them, you know, price starts to change very rapidly. And I've seen it happen myself, and I'm sure a few of you here as well. You just have to find one good microcap, own it properly, and it can change your financial future. But you have to do the work, and that's what hopefully is the reason you guys are here today. Again, why microcaps? Historically, if you understand the dynamic of microcaps, you know, as a group, if you're buying the right kind of microcaps, traditionally they outperform over time almost every other asset class. Specifically profitable and growing companies, if you can focus on those or those that are near profit and growing, you can see pretty significant returns. And I would say right now, as a group, they're trading at historic lows compared to their large caps. So there's a, you know, distinct advantage right now if you can find the right companies. And as I said before, small investors do have an advantage along with that shrinking supply. Okay, so let's get a little more into it. That Canadian advantage I talked about, you know, in Canada, companies tend to go public sooner. Because of that, you have access to a lot more companies at, you know, the stage of of their growth that is riskier, but at the same time, you have the potential for upside. Whereas in the U.S. and some of the other markets, venture capital is significantly more mature and able to take some of these good companies, keep them private longer, and then take them public at a much, much later stage. In Canada, and probably around the world, there's less expertise in the microcap space. You have to really go up market to get the, you know, significant more analyst coverage. So you've got a big advantage, especially in Canada. Predominantly, the smaller companies are resource-based. And here, the expertise around resources is significant, but special situations a lot harder to come by. And then I'd argue, you know, the valuations we're seeing, certainly compared to the U.S. Comparables, is significantly cheaper. Okay, so why now? The current investing environment for microcaps is as good as I've seen in probably the last 15, 20 years. The supply and demand imbalance is now starting to really sort of show its force. We're starting to see companies that, you know, once they mature to a slightly larger size and the institutional investors can participate, obviously share price starts to go up. Liquidity is improving, as much as you know, a lot of people are arguing that the markets are still bad. Depending on what kind of companies, we're starting to see significant improvement in volumes, and I'll show you some examples here shortly. Interest rates are trending lower, so obviously that should be beneficial and supply a tailwind for a lot of stocks, including microcaps. And then winners will drag others higher. Usually for bull market, especially in microcap space, you need to see some winners to, you know, induce other investors to start coming down market. But really what we've seen over the last little while is two different markets. This is the TSX Venture Exchange. You can see over the last 3 years, it's not been exactly a great performer. We're near three-year lows. But a big reason for that is that it's predominantly junior resource companies. So significantly more speculative, and a lot of these companies are sort of voracious users of capital. So overall, the market has not been exactly a great performer. And it's good to know that over 80% of all those companies that make up the TSXV are money-losing companies. Okay, now here's an example of a company that actually makes money and has been growing. This is a company that I'm a shareholder of. I have to disclose that. It's actually a company presenting here, but this is an example of a company that's actually, you know, bucking the trend of the TSXV. And I do recommend, if you get an opportunity to speak with these guys, you'll understand why they've been doing so well. Another company, up 280%, Enterprise Group, company that's growing and making money. Again, bucking that TSX V trend. BioRem, the company is presenting, up 175% here in less than a year. There's great ideas out there, guys. Another one of our favorites, Simply Solventless, another one I'm a shareholder of. And this is a cannabis stock. I think a lot of people have given up that industry for dead, but if you're a growing and profitable company, investors will find you. Hero Holdings, another company presenting. Again, just another example. These are all companies, by the way, another one that I own here. These are all companies that are bucking that trend. If you're profitable and growing, investors will find you. And then lastly, California Nanotech, another one up 530%. This is a tiny, tiny company that's been able to attract investors because of their performance. And I lied, one more, Kraken Robotics. A robotics company based out of Canada on the East Coast, up 289% so far this year. And like I said, all big companies started as small companies. This is just a list of four companies that just came to mind. All companies originally that had less than a $20 million market cap. You can see the Boyd Group, $4.7 billion. These are all companies that started small. Okay, the other reason why now, and what exactly is private equity telling us? This is a list of the acquisitions within the microcap space here in Canada over the last 2 years. Out of the 26 that I've got listed here, 16 were purchased by private equity. Now think about that for a second, because private equity typically buys in the private market and takes things public. Right? That's usually one of their exit strategies. Here we have the reverse. What they're doing is they're buying in the public space and then taking it private. These acquisitions are done at a 74% premium. So what's interesting here, again, is you have to realize that they're buying at these levels because they think they can sell it higher. So private equity right now is telling us that the Canadian microcap space is cheap. These are just four examples of companies that were taken out in the last 2 years. Several of them very familiar to us because they have that criteria that we look for, profitable and growing. So if you're a profitable and growing company, again, that's a there's a shrinking supply of these companies right now and a growing demand from the likes of private equity. And this is a TISXV financing activity. I'll give you a few stats in a second here, but they're trending in the wrong direction. So from the high of about 2020, 2021, we've seen declining financing activity, both on the IPO front and the secondary financing. And it's the same case for the TSX as well. So what we've seen since 2022, the TSXV had 1,730 listings. We're now down to 1,630. So again, a shrinking supply, partly from the acquisitions and partly from companies either going broke, which happens, and some going and elevating to the TSX. In 2021, we had $11 billion in total financings. 2023, we had $4.3 billion. And so far to date, only $2 billion. 2023, we had $4.3 billion that was done in 2023, $3.7 billion of that was mining and oil and gas. So only $600 million for all its special situations, everything outside of resources. And that number keeps declining. And then the TSXV had the new listings that, or call it IPOs or new listings, 236 in 2021 and 86 in 2023 and only 45 so far. Again, I go back to that shrinking supply. And what we're seeing on the TSXV, we're seeing similar trends on the bigger board. Okay, so where are the institutions? Most of the equity markets right now are still dominated by ETFs and passive investing, but we are seeing capital coming down market. Liquidity is improving, allowing funds to come further down market. And the liquidity, though, is really showing up in those names that I showed you earlier. So it's still very limited. And there's few IPOs coming to market right now. I think that will change. And I think that's a sign when we do see that change and we see an increase in IPOs, I think that's a signal that we're seeing in more capital coming down market. But PE is still coming, so private equity is still coming down market. And it just here's a headline that I just saw recently. BlackRock is increasing their private equity holdings or increasing the capital that's coming into private equity and continue to do exactly what they're doing. Okay, so why profitable and growing companies? Historically, they outperform. If you haven't, I highly suggest you read a book called What Works on Wall Street. You'll see that if you are a small, profitable and growing microcap or small cap, you as a group, you tend to outperform every other asset class, as I said earlier. However, profitable and growing companies have an advantage that a lot of the other non-profitable companies have, and that's less reliance on financing. So, less dilution, less reliance on outside sources. And the odd thing here too is that the less that they have reliance on outside financing, the less notice they get from the industry. So a company that constantly needs capital, they get much more attention from the investment banks and analysts. You want to flip that around if you can and try to take advantage of companies that are somewhat ignored by the capital markets. And of course, the other advantage is these small companies, as they get bigger, they attract larger institutions because the liquidity allows them to get in. I think I'm probably saying things that most of you understand. What we've also seen, a lot of the company charts that I showed you earlier, one of the things that have been sort of the common denominators, many of them have share buybacks in place, so an NCIB. Profitable and growing companies have the capability of doing that. So you ultimately have a backstop or the shareholder of a last resort that can help increase the share price or at least maintain value. And I go back, I say this over and over again, we continue to see a shrinking supply and increasing demand of these type of companies. And then the other interesting piece is when a company does get taken out, especially a small cap that has a lot of small cap investors, the capital gets recycled and reinvested in similar type of companies. So we are seeing that right now. We're seeing continued reinvestment, and the similar type of companies are getting bought up. And then lastly, as I said, to see a real bull market in the microcap space, we need to see winners attract investors down market, and we're starting to see that. And a little plug for what we do at Small Cap Discoveries. You know, as Peter Lynch was you know, famous for saying, in investing, the person who that turns over the most rocks wins the game. That's what we do. In Canada, we flip over every rock. So we go through every, crazy it is, we go through every CDAR filing in Canada manually, and we're trying to find those next temple companies that will do what, you know, what the chart showed in the last couple of slides. We're also what we call tribal investors as a group. You know, most of you here, we act in concert. So we do a lot of due diligence as a, call it crowdsourced due diligence. We're trying to find that next great company, and we're trying to use as many of the tools as we can to do that. And that's the basis of our success, is trying to, you know, find out as much as we can before, you know, a number of you analysts and fund managers that are sitting here with us today. And then just before I open up to questions, if anybody's interested in trying out the service, well, contact us. You can go onto the website, use the code words Planet Microcap, and we're happy to give you a 3-month trial. So with that, I want to thank Bobby again. I want to thank everybody for joining us here. And if there's anybody that has any kind of questions that they'd like to ask us, feel free to put up your hand, and I'll do my best to ask or answer. And if not, I can let you guys all start your day. Let's do that.